The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
He's one of the great names in San Jose Sharks history, and he's back for another season. Barkley Goodrow of the San Jose Sharks joins us on day one of training camp. How excited are you to get going?
Yeah, very excited. Obviously, it's long off season. Lots of time to kind of think about last season and turn the page, and a lot of excitement heading into camp this year. And I think there's some positive things last year that happened that we look to build off of, and it's kind of a fresh start, and I think there's a lot of excitement around the building.
How long does it take you to turn the page after a season ends? You obviously have a lot of thoughts about what happened during the year in your mind. When do you start to finally get into summer mode, and then how long do you spend basically on vacation?
Probably a little vacation to start things off, give your body a rest, your mind a rest. I think the season takes just as much of an emotional toll on you as physical. So probably about 3 weeks to a month of just letting the body heal, and then it's right back to preparing for this year. So I think by this time everyone's pretty sick of working out, and just looking forward to getting the season started.
Well, one thing's for sure, there's a tremendous amount of young talent on this team that everybody around the NHL is really excited about. What did you learn about Macklin Celebrini, Will Smith, some of the other young guys that are on the roster that we love to talk about as far as their careers upswing is concerned?
Yeah, I think throughout the year last year we saw both those guys in particular get obviously so much better throughout the year, and they're great players to start, and you just saw them adjust to the NHL level, and there's a lot of excitement and anticipation to see them this year, and it's gonna be fun to see them and the rest of the young guys take a big step.
On defense, there's been a lot of additions to the team, guys you've played against quite a bit in your career, John Klingberg and Nick Leddy, Dmitry Orlov coming to the team to join the group of defensive players. What do you think of those additions?
Yeah, I think they're awesome. I think playing against those guys, they're not easy guys to play against. So they'll bring a lot to the back end, not only on the ice, but more leadership, veteran, older guys to have around the younger guys is always a plus. So definitely looking forward to having those guys.
What about having Ryan Reeves in your dressing room again?
Yeah, it's awesome. Him and I became really close in our year and a half together in New York, and he brings so much to the locker room. He's got a loud voice that maybe was one thing that we were lacking in the room last year. So he's bringing a lot, and I'm excited to have him in San Jose.
He's also a good observer of the game too. Even if he's not in the lineup, he's somebody that can add a lot to a young player's repertoire, can he?
100%. For him to have as long as a career he's had playing the style he does is not only a testament, I think, to his play on the ice, but what he can bring to a team, and just the overall leadership and just energy he brings on a daily basis will benefit our group a lot.
What about for you, the fact that now you're a veteran player, you're not the young kid that was with the organization when you first started your career, you've got a couple of Stanley Cups, and you've got these young kids that you can help mentor? What is it like being having that role with a team?
Yeah, it's weird. I'll be honest. It's I think you never see yourself as getting old. I still feel young, and can remember coming here for my first training camp back in 2014. So it's crazy how time flies. But you evolve into a different player, person along the way, and you try to take the things you've learned from the older guys who've taught you so much, kind of molded you into the player and person you are. you just look to do the same thing for the young guys you play with. And it's fun being around 19, 20 year olds. It keeps you young.
Yeah, you can live vicariously through them, obviously. How can you guys take that big step forward this year?
I think, I think the start of the season is the biggest thing. I think we lost our first 9 or 10 games to start the year last year. And, you know, when that happens, you're kind of right behind the eight ball right away. You're treading water. You're trying to, just get something going. So I think, there's going to be a lot of work going into this training camp to make sure we're prepared and, ready to start right from the jump.
Well, I know that you're ready to start right from the jump. You always have been, and we really wish you the best, and we're really glad to have you back.
Thank you.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.